Գումտրեք SPS հայերենը։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sps.com.au/armenian.
Our next guest is Datevik Ayvazyan, Director of the Armenian Institute in London. Datevik, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us about what the Armenian Institute does?
Armenian Institute is an arts and culture charity based in London. They were founded 20 years ago. This year we are going to celebrate our 20th anniversary, and presents a program of cultural event to the British Armenian community, and nowadays to the global community, thanks to technological advances and COVID lockdowns. So we hold talks, exhibitions, film screenings, concerts, you name it. We also have extensive language courses, Eastern, Western Armenian, and this year we introduced something more exciting, Grapar, which is ancient Armenian online courses. Armenian Institute also is about to publish its brand new magazine and start a series of podcasts as well.
And what was the inspiration behind founding the Institute 20 years ago?
The Institute was founded by a group of friends in London, my colleagues, Dr. Susan Patti and Dr. Gagik Stepan Sarkisyan, were two of the founders who work with me. They just wanted to create a space for anyone who is interested in Armenian culture, who has Armenian identity, to come and communicate and exchange ideas and learn more.
And how and when did you personally get involved with the Armenian Institute?
It's a longer story. So I've always been a big fan of Armenian Institute's activities. So I would attend their events. And when in 2019, there was a chance to join them, it was fantastic to become a part of the team as a program curator. And since July 2020, I've been the director of Institute, which was a great honor, very exciting, because we've been growing very fast in the last year. We've moved to a new space, which is the most exciting news we had last year. Unfortunately, we're not using it as fully as we would like, because London is in a very deep lockdown at the moment, as you might know. But the new space allowed us to display our extensive library, about 8,000 books, which is one of the biggest in Europe. And we're hoping to make our catalogs online so everyone can see what we have.
And what programs are you currently running, and how can the global community participate in them?
I'll tell you about our last event, which was last week, commemorating Hrant Dink, a fantastic man, a brave journalist who was assassinated 14 years ago. We wanted to honor Hrant, but we also wanted to talk about people who continue his legacy and talk about human rights. So we invited the head of Anadolu Kultur, an organization founded by Osman Kavala, who is now imprisoned by the Turkish government without a charge for more than 3 years for supporting the minorities such as Armenians. We learned about Osman Kavala. We had messages from MP Garo Paylan, another fantastic Armenian supporting the minority cause. We had message from Hrant Dink's widow, Raquel, again, a big and very brave human rights activist, and other intellectuals from Istanbul. Most of our events are held on Zoom, so anyone can join. So it was wonderful to have people joining us from Istanbul, from Yerevan, from anywhere really during the event. We're going to have another very exciting event next week, our librarian talking about the selection of books about Armenian architecture. The week after, we're holding a forum with a young representative of various diasporas, Kurdish, Cypriot, and London, how their identity is evolving and developing in modern day, away from their homelands. So there is a wide program. Our website is armenianinstitute.org.uk, and please have a look and join. You can join from anywhere.
And why do you think it's important to have programs like these available to the Armenian diaspora?
Armenian diaspora is evolving and changing constantly. And one thing we talk a lot at the Institute is Armenian identity. How do you define identity? Who is Armenian? What makes you Armenian? And we have people who have just Armenian ancestry. Technically, they can be just a few percent Armenian, but these are people who have keen interest. We have people of non-Armenian heritage with, again, interest or research interest in Armenian culture. And we have people who just want to enjoy Armenian music or literature or art and connect with their roots or learn about their families. Also, obviously, the war in Armenia recently left its devastating consequences, but also created more interest for people to learn about Armenia and where their roots are.
And recently we had Garo Berberian on SBS Armenian. How was the Armenian Institute and you personally, how were you involved with his film Tanyel?
This wasn't an Armenian Institute connection, but I personally worked on Tanyel as a poetry producer because Armenian poetry is, especially Western Armenian poetry, is big, big love of mine. So it was a huge privilege to work with Garo on Varjan's poems, selecting and editing them. Although Armenian Institute did have a screening, which was wonderful in good old times, when we could get together physically and sit together and watch a film. So that was my involvement, and we're working on another screenplay with Garo. Let's see what happens next.
And what future do you imagine for the Armenian Institute?
My vision is to reach global community, not only Armenian, anyone who wants to learn about our beautiful culture, our art, our heritage. We need to understand that our identity is changing, that as a diaspora, we are very fragmented. We all have different roots. We come from different geographies. An Armenian from Armenia is very different from an Armenian whose ancestry came, let's say, from Adana and moved to another country and lives now in the US. But there is something common uniting all of us, a common heritage. And I want Armenian Institute to be a place to preserve this heritage. I want Armenian Institute also to be the place to discover new talents, new Armenians, to support young Armenian artists, filmmakers, writers. And most importantly, I want Armenian Institute to make this culture relevant to today. So it's not something existing just for its own, but something to learn and enjoy and pass it on to the next generation.
Datevik, thank you so much for your time in the interview.
Thank you so much for having me, and good luck with your fantastic programs.
Our guest was Datevik Ayvazyan, director of the Armenian Institute in London.
Apple Podcast-ի, Google Podcast-ի, Spotify-ի վրա, կամ որտեղ որ podcast-ը կլսես։